Soft sell there. Chain of Love. You're on in your face here at 3CR with James, joined by Cohen from Blank Space Productions, who've got a show called The Irreducible happening at Theatre Works in April, April 8 to 25. Cohen, welcome to 3CR.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your extraordinary production.
Well, The Irreducible is a body-based live art piece. It's, if you think of genre, we think of it as like post-drag, installation art and dance. So it's really bending form and structure and getting very, very queer and slimy.
And trans and queer-led with allies as well, which is so vital.
Absolutely. There's a huge team. I think there's 16 of us all up, and the majority of us are trans and non-binary ourselves, and all the cis people have trans partners. So they're really allied and very, very much standing in solidarity. It's an incredible team and has been just such an amazing process working with them all.
So trans family, very much.
Very much.
Fantastic. Now, I've got a little bit of a quote here from your media release. Slime and tactile textures offer unpredictable fluid layers that blur the boundary between body, object and space. Tell us more about that.
Well, it's interesting. The body has become the core focus of the piece. I mean, the trans body is in constant transformation, in constant flux. And when I set out to make the piece, I was thinking very academically, and I essentially kept coming back to the body as the thing that couldn't be reduced. It was irreducible. And so how do we take that body and take the transitions that it goes through and share that in a way that feels like it talks through trans experience to the human experience? So slime and fluid and, you know, like the feeling of cell structure or change and creatures all became really central to the piece really quickly as a way of kind of communicating a trans experience that becomes a human experience.
So you are the lead performer in it, yes?
I am, yeah.
Tell us about that.
Well, it's a really big step outside my kind of current norm for me. I trained as an actor when I was in my early 20s, but I have been working as a director pretty solidly since then. And so stepping back into not only like a stage world, but very much a movement world and being a solo performer has been quite wild, like very alternate to what my practice has been for the last 10 years, but it's been really rewarding, and the results I think are pretty powerful, and I think that comes from like a authentic state of being. Like the work is about the body, my body, transitions, our transitions that I see and feel across community, but also happen in my own body. So it's coming from a really authentic place, and so is all the design. The design is coming from trans experience as well. So everything I'm interacting with lifts the project. So it's different, but it's really rewarding and I think quite special. Like something is brewing that feels pretty vital.
So you went out of your comfort zone. It created a sense of authenticity, which kind of took you into a comfort zone.
Yeah, that's a really great rephrasing, because the other thing is I'm, you know, stark naked from woe to go. So the trans body is really in your face, so to say. But I think being so exposed and so vulnerable creates this immediate comfort, this immediate, I guess, channel between myself and the people watching that feels easy and not scary at all. Like it's too truthful to be afraid of it.
Wow. So you become incredibly comfortable with your body on stage by the sounds of it.
I am so used to being naked now that I almost don't notice anymore, and I have to remind myself in rehearsals to like put on clothes before I start grabbing a spanner. It's pretty silly.
Wow, a spanner.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of set building to go. It's all kind of happening and together now, but because the work is so based on object and installation and me interacting with object, I've had to be rehearsing on the set the entire time. So it's been under construction for the last 4 weeks and finishing touches are being put on now, and we'll actually bump it down and then bump it into the show. So the sets, I've been really involved with it. So yeah, sometimes a spanner and sometimes I have to remember to put on a t-shirt.
Tell us about the audio, the music.
Oh, the music is, it's been a journey. It's part of the music is live engineered. So we've got some sounds that are rigged into the space that interact with the way that I touch the set and the sounds that the set makes. So some of the audio is happening live. We also have two incredible composers, Fierhoff and Di Drew, both trans composers who are doing an incredible, incredible job of building this sonic landscape. Some of it is very intense and grindy, and other parts of it really sit lightly and feel almost organic in this semi-industrial way. There's a real balance between the industrial and the natural in the soundscape and in the set. And the composers are doing such an incredible job of like pulling that dynamic tight so there's a tension between things, and it's incredible to move to it. I feel really held by the soundscape over what is an hour.
Tell us more about that tension.
The tension. So the work is, I guess, structurally built on, I guess, six key images. Right at the very beginning, when we were thinking about how to make a work about transition, we decided that if we thought about the image of like six really, really visual images and the work as a series of transformations between those, where you only get to see the final realized image for a split second, then everything flows between these moments, which are gone in a second. So the tension exists in these like big swoops between key moments that if you blink, you miss them. Everything is in transition. Nothing is really stable. So the music and the soundscape has had to really pull from one moment to another. It's always moving on to something else. And the designers have had to work with like a toolbox of key sounds that they then somehow journey between. I'm not a musician, so it feels like some kind of special magic to me what they make happen. But they are constantly kind of fighting between moments, and fighting sometimes between really, really high intensity, like high industrial moments, and finding a pathway to move to something very, very grounded and almost organic. So every moment is navigating some kind of tension, and some moments are more comfortable than others.
When I listen to this, I'm visualizing what it must look like, and I'm imagining myself as part of the audience, and my stomach is going on these kind of, you know, rises and falls and like, you know, twists and turns. I wonder what it's like to watch.
I love that you said that, because for me, the audience brings the majority of this narrative with them. There is no story that we offer. We offer an experience of change. So the fact that you're engaging with the feeling in your stomach and the feeling in your body before you've even seen the work live is really beautiful, actually. What you experience sitting there, whether you feel drawn in or grossed out or like kind of pulled sideways, that experience is the most important experience. And I, as a maker, can only share what I have to offer. I can't wait to hear how audiences respond, because I think there's going to be a real variation and a huge difference between the different parts that people connect to. There's some really, really different striking images, some involving slime and some involving like dark, spiky, creature-like moments and some that just sit with the set. And I think everything's going to have a very different interaction with different people and what they bring and what they need from the piece as well.
Tell us a bit more about the title and why you chose the title.
Yeah, so the title is probably the most academic part of the work. That really came from some pretty deep study into post-structuralism and gender theory and thinking about how the body is unable to be fully described. If we think about any word, that word describes something, it communicates a meaning, but it also excludes a bunch of things that it's not, right? A table is not a chair. And when we start to add labels and words to the body, it cannot fully touch the skin. It never is complete. It's always an approximation. And so the irreducible became really important to the work because the body could not be spoken, which is why there are no words in it. You have to sit with the body and you have to sit with your body. And my hope is that in sharing this constant flux and this constant transition, we start to connect to change and transformation being the norm for all of us. And I think that trans experience makes change and transformation very overt and obvious. But we're all going through it. Everyone in the whole world is going through it. And so in a way, we're all irreducible and none of our bodies can be fully described. When you get down to the minutiae, we are irreducible together. So that's where the title comes from.
Fantastic. Well, Irreducible is happening at the Explosives Factory in St Kilda, Theatreworks Explosives Factory. In fact, April 8 to 25. Cohen, it has been great to chat with you today on 3CR. Thank you so, so much.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.